necessary issues we have to go through. The next half of the presentation is what we have put forward as what we believe should be the terms, some of the critical terms of the license. The first issue is how long should the license go for? We have asked the board to give us a 7-year license, and our logic is that that gives us 2 years to finish the construction and then a first 5-year of operation, and that would have us coming back to the board in 2014 to apply for a second license term. So about halfway through the mine life, we would be coming back to the board for a second license. And hopefully that's not halfway. Hopefully that's will go on, but with the ore we know right now, that would be halfway point. The next three slides, I won't try to read through them. You have them in front of you. It's a list of all of the items that we need or we feel should be incorporated as the scope of this license. And this is important because we have two Type B licenses that we are asking to be incorporated into this Type A license. We have a Type B license for the facilities we have in here in Baker Lake, and we have a Type B license for the road between here and the mine site. So we're asking that those all be incorporated into one Type A license so that all of the mine facilities are under one license. And we've also included in here the fisheries compensation measures, because these will need to be built to offset the losses, and they take place within waters of Nunavut. The first one I've got is how much water are we asking to use? We are asking for an annual water use of 0.7 million cubic meters per year. That is 72.2 cubic meters an hour for process water, or 1,733 cubic meters per day, and 3.3 cubic meters per hour as potable water. That's 79.2 cubic meters per day. That total amount of water is about 0.2% of the volume of Third Portage Lake, which is where we would take this water from. We are also asking for authorization to dewater a section of Second and Third Portage Lake and Vault Lake to allow us to mine under those portions of the lake. And so these are the volumes of water that we would actually have to remove from the lake and transfer into the other portions of the lake to allow us to proceed with mining. The next is the issue of security. We have asked the board to set financial security for this first license term at $26.1 million. And we've asked that it be broken down as follows. And that breakdown really recognizes the fact that we aren't going to do that disturbance all day one. It's going to come over the first license term. And so we've asked the board to set the security to grow as the disturbance occurs, with the understanding that we are putting the security in before the disturbance takes place. This schedule would ensure that all of our mine disturbances that are going to occur in that first license term are fully bonded. The schedule also assumes that we will not do any progressive reclamation, although that's not our plan. Our plan is to do progressive reclamation during the life of the mine, but this amount of money doesn't assume that. We also believe that by focusing on this first license term, that all parties can then look at our performance over that first license term, look at what reclamation we've actually done and completed, and can recalculate security for the second license term. This is taken from INAC's presentation. INAC, in doing their calculation of security, this is taken from a combination of the three security estimates you have in front of you. Our estimate originally, the one we did with the application, came in at $18.0 million. The INAC one was $43.8 million, and the KAA is $43.46. Obviously, a very big difference that we need to address to you. Why is that difference? In the our estimate, we allowed for the fact that we are doing reclamation during the life of the mine. We are closing out tailings, we are closing out portions of the waste rock dump as we're moving forward. However, both INAC and KAA are taking the more conservative approach and assuming that the mine operator won't do those things, and so it all needs to be bonded as one sum. The other big issue is the required depth of the capping rock over the PAG rock and tailings. We have used and costed, in our estimate, a 2.5 meter depth. The NERD process, throughout the NERD process, we discussed a 2 meter depth. And that was what went through the process with the condition that we would say, the condition was that we would place a 2 meter depth, that was adequate, with an adaptive plan to monitor that and change it if necessary. We used 2.5 meter to provide a small amount of conservancy. In INAC's presentation, they have put forward a 4 meter depth of cover. Thus, that dramatically increases the cost or the amount of material that has to be hauled and placed over the tailings and over the waste rock. And as INAC will tell you, that decision to go with 4 meters is based on some preliminary experience from the Ekati mine site. We're suggesting to the board that this comparison is not truly valid, as Meadowbank is in a different climate setting, as evidenced by deeper permafrost at the site. The Meadowbank site has about 100 meters more permafrost than we do at the Ekati site. And if you look at the aggressive global warming predictions, and I'll show you those in the next map, the Meadowbank site remains within what's predicted to be a continuous permafrost zone, whereas Ekati may slip out of that zone. So we are definitely in a different zone, climate-wise. And I won't try to belabor you with this map, but this here is the current limit of continuous permafrost, and with the aggressive predictions, that is where it's predicted to move to. And you can see Meadowbank is right here, so we're still well within what's predicted to be continuous permafrost as we look into the future. What do I mean by progressive reclamation? I'll just give you a couple of examples. If you assume that this is our tailings impoundment, we are placing tailings in this portion of the impoundment. So we start by placing tailings going this direction from the dam. So slowly but surely we place a small amount of tailings and then more and more until we fill this entire basin in. As the mine life is proceeding, about 4 years in, we start to actually put a capping layer on top of that. We don't wait till the very end to do it. We start doing it during the mine life. And that's what we mean by progressive reclamation, that we're actually reclaiming some of the site as we're moving forward, not leaving it all to the end. The government, in their being conservative, and they take the proper approach to say that we can't trust that all companies will do what they said they will do. We need to protect to the maximum. We understand that. We recognize that that's their job, is to protect the maximum extent from a company that doesn't do what it says it will do. Same thing with the waste rock dump. With our Portage waste rock dump, this is the area that has to be left exposed, or the footprint of that dump, year by year. So you can see it starts off small and then grows. But in year 2012, we stop this pit, this pile growing any further. And so we will actually start putting the capping layer on top of that waste rock dump in 2011 and have it completely finished by 2012. So this pile would actually be completely reclaimed prior to the end of this first license term. So we proposed the following solution between these differences in numbers. We recognize that the government has to take its conservative approach. They have to protect the public from companies that don't do what they say they will do. So we've asked the board to just focus the reclamation liability looking at the term of this first license, that being the 7-year term. Look at what the liability will be during the 7-year term, and to set the bond based on that. This means that we would post a reclamation security of $26.1 million, Where did we get that number? We actually took